Vayter in Shas, we are in Makos Daf Beis. Mazel Tov for all those who finished Maseches Sanhedrin. Welcome to all those who are joining us, and welcome back to those who have been with us. Very exciting. Here we go. Zokta Heilige, 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 Heilige Mishnah. Ketzad. Edim Nasim Zomimin. Well, let's quickly talk about what is Edim Zomimin. We're going to see this on Daf Hey, the Mishnah, but just a quick understanding is that let's say you have Edim that come in, and they come and they testify that we saw someone do an act or something that happened over there, and then another two Edim come in and say, now hold on one second. And they go to the first set of Edim and they say, how could you say that you witnessed what you say you witnessed on the day that you say you witnessed it, in the place that you say you witnessed it? You were with us in another place in time. Entirely, there's no way you could have seen or saw, you know, been where you said. That is called Edim Zomimim, and the first ones end up getting what's called Edim Zomimim, and I'm going to call it getting Zomified. They get Zomified. Once they get Zomified, they get fried. And what they try to do to the original person gets done to them. So they try to have somebody get killed, they get killed. If they try to get somebody get Malchus, they get Malchus. They try to some whatever it may be, whatever punishment they try to give, they end up getting. And there's exceptions to that. And jumps in the Mishnah, they're going to ask about our Mishnah because it's seemingly not going to discuss it in Zomimim. It's going to talk about non-classic cases, but that we'll wait till we actually see. Says the Gemara, Ketan Itam Nasim Zomimim. Rashi says, but Gemara Mefarish, my comment, the Gemara is going to explain what we're talking about over here. Let's say you have these two witnesses coming to court and they say, we are made, we're testifying about this particular person that he is a Ben Gerusha. What that means, a Ben Gerusha? That means, says Rashi, we're talking about a Kohen over here, and that is, each Ploni is a Kohen, Shu Ben Gerusha. First of all, it's important to know that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a divorced woman. If he does, and then they have children, that child becomes a Chalol. That Chalol does not have the same rights as a normal Kohen. So what happens is, Shu Ben Gerusha is Rashi, Befaneinu Nizgarsha Imo, his mother divorced in front of us. Kodem Shinolad, before he was born. Rehu Chalol Apostle, therefore he's a Chal, and therefore he is Apostle. Then what happens? Well, if you try to make someone into something and then they get zomified, well, don't we see they get what they tried to give? But in this case, that doesn't happen. The Mishnah says, Ein Omim Ya'asezeh Ben Gerusha O Ben Chalusa Tachtav. We do not say that we make these people, these witnesses, as this got zomified, we don't make them into a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalusa, because it doesn't make any sense, especially if they're not Kohanim, right? How could they become a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalusa? It doesn't make any sense. Eloka Arbayim, they get Malchus. Says Rashi, Ein Omim Im Huzmu Vein Kohanim, even if they are Kohanim, they get zomified, they're Kohanim. We do not say Vein Kohanim Yasazeh Ben Gerusha V'Chalusa L'Kayim Bo Kasher Zamam, like in order to uphold the pasuk, it says Kasher Zamam Lasas, that was what he tried to do. Ella Sofik Zarbayim, they have to get Malchus, to get the smackdown. We'll begin our first time, and the Gemara is going to explain why that is. How about Meidim Nonabish Polonishu B'Chayiv Galus? We are testifying about this particular person, and he needs to go to Galus. What is Galus? Galus is when a person kills someone, if a person kills someone inadvertently, b'shoging, not on purpose. They did not do it on purpose. We'll see a lot more of this in the Masechta. Then what happens is they have to go to an Ir Miklat. That is, they have to run to a place of a city of refuge. And they got to stay there until the Kohen dies. And then they could leave. But anyway, point is, he goes to Galus. So we say, maybe on the beach playing Shuchai Vila Galus, he's going to go to Galus. Rashi says, Shaharigis, Hanafis, Bishogeg, Einom, Mimiglas, Etachtav. We don't say that this person who tried to go and do it, that these people get zomified, that they go to Galus in their place. Elohokas, Abraham, they get Malchus. Starts to go and ask the obvious question. You start off by saying, how are Edom made Zomimim? And we know the classic din of Zomimim is that they get what they tried to give. So you started by saying, how do you do it? But then you went into how they don't do it. And you went into exceptions. What's going on? In fact, the Gemara. Ha, Kate said, Ein Edom nasim Zomimim Miboilei. We should have said, how do Edom not become Zomimim? Rashi says, Ochi Garcina. Hi, Kate said, Ein Edom nasim Zomimim Miboilei. Vod, Ketani, Lekaman, Aval, Omri, Lehem. Kate Edom, Ein nasim Zomimim Miboilei. Daha, Lo, Mikayem, Es, Behu, Kasher Zomimim. You're not being Mikayem, Kasher Zomimim. So what are you talking about? Vod, and Fidemol. From the fact that we have a Mishnah that's coming up later on Daf, hey, that Aval Amru Lahem, this is a quote, Heich Me'idim, Eich Atem Me'idim, how could you guys go out and be Me'idim about this idea? You were with us in another place, Harez Eluzomim, these are Zomim. Which means that if the mist over there is talking about that, then why would we be mentioning it over here? Rashi says, V'od, Maika Boi Tana, Kitzan Nasim Zomim. Hakatani lele kaman kaita din zomim into katani unasis. We have it straight up on daf hey. Aval omer lehem amizim amhei chatem idom aidu zev. Alo yisri mado osayom amakam bloni. How could you do it? You're with us in another place. There's no way you could have done it. So we got two questions on the table here. Number one, or the second one, let's call number two, is we're going to say this in daf hey. So clearly we're not saying it here. Number one, which we'll call number two now. But the first question is, you started by saying, hey, mikhei zomim, and you didn't even explain how you do it. Says the Gemara, and for the Gemara, Tana hasam kai. You're asking great questions over here, but you have to know, at least for the second one, Tana Hasam Kai. This is actually, for those who just finished on Edge, and not the end of Chelek, the last parak, but the one right before, and this is actually the continuation of the end of Meseches Mak, B'Sanhedrin. Says Rashi, Hasam Kai, B'Sanhedrin, Salik, the Tanan, B'Shili, Eluhin, and Echnakin. We finished off at the end of the parak called, these are the ones that get Chenek, the Husi Yumit, the Sanhedrin, which is the end of Sanhedrin. Chelek was like its own little shtickle. The Yesh Zomman, Shinishtanu, B'Miktas, Midina Zama. There are certain types of cases of Zomman that they switch different than the normal case of Zama Kedigatani. Call the Zomman, Makdin, Mosam, Misa. Every Zomman, five person does exactly the Misa they were supposed to give, they try to give, they get. Kolomer ein lehem letzapos misa acheres ella mashkim los misa shenigmar ba din dino shalidon. Except, but there are exceptions. Let's read back into the Gemara now. Kol hazomim makdim los misa chutz mizomim baskoin uboala. Except for a baskoin, if the guy is, let's say, someone accuses a man of having a relationship with a baskoin, which normally what happens, a baskoin gets sreifa. Ubola, and he gets chenek. Shein magdim losa misa el misa cheres. You don't get that particular misa, you get another one. Says Rashi, chutz mizomim bas kohen, nesua, married bas kohen. A woman, Mr. Cohen is a daughter Cohen. She marries somebody, and now nesua shafu shenig mardina lisreifa p.m. She ends up doing gilirayas. She's with somebody else, not her husband. Now she gets killed. How? By sreifa. Hein b'chenek, but they get chenek. Kidafin and hasam and afzadi, he b'sreifa ve'in bo'ala b'sreifa. He gets sreifa, she gets sreifa, but the one who is with her doesn't get sreifa. El b'chenek, kishar ishasish. Like a regular standard case of Eishes Ish is going to be Chenek. Va'azomim in mashkinu l'misa shechayvo es ha-boel, and they get the misa that chayv the boel. D'chsev kasher zomim lasos la'echa v'lo la'achoso. V'kamer hacha od yizomim acherim. And now our Mishnah over here in Makos is coming to say there's more zomim shein makayim em din azomim klal el malkos. They don't get it at all. Rather they get malkos. Some you get the misa you try to give. Some you get another type of misa, and some you just get the smackdown. You get malkos. Flogging. Lashes. V'alam. And on that, I'm just coming to say, in case that Osan Aedim, Shein Mekayim Behem Din Azama, they don't have Din Azama, Nasim Zomim, how to do it, Meidim Anu, and then it goes into the whole shtickle here. So back to the Gemara, Chutz Zomim Bas Karnabo, Shein Mekdim Asal Misal Misal Cheres. V'yeshon Zomim Lechem, Shein Osan Behem Din Azama, Kol Iker, Elamalkus Arbaim, Ketzad, Meidim Anu, Bishpon, Yishu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Yinom Yimasa Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Tachlav, Elokus Arbaim. Period. And that's where our Mishnah is coming from, and that's how we could be talking about the what it's talking about. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili, where do we know this from? How do we know that you don't become a chalal as well? Let's say Kohanim or the Edom that are making somebody into a chalal, a disqualified Kohen, by saying that his mother was divorced before she had him and then had a relationship with the Kohen, and now he comes as a chalal. How do we know that the people trying to zomify him to be a chalal, when it's really not true that they don't become chalalim? I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi comes and he says, Da'amar kra, because the pasuk says, "Vasisam lo kasher zamam," do to him that which he planned, that which he tried to do, which means lo, you do to him, v'lo lazaro, but not to his offspring. Oh, says Rashi, v'lo lazaro, v'im taseu chalol. If let's say you have these two witnesses, if you zomify them and then give them the same punishment, make them into a chalol, then what happens is taseu chalol v'hu koin poseles es zaro liolam. Then he makes all of his children as well, and the pasuk says, "Vasisam lo." You give to him the punishment that he tried to give, but not to his offspring. V'lufsali di devalufsali v'zari. Fik lemar. Okay, what's the problem over here? Just make a new rule over here. Make it that be passing him and not passing his children. And the gemara, no, but you didn't catch his zomim lasses v'leke. You need that which he tried to do, and you don't have that. Because what did the edom try to do? The edom zomim, they tried to make this guy chalal, which will make his sons and grandsons and great grandsons, all children, chalalim. So Rashi says, "Who zomim lufsal sanidon v'ezaro?" And you don't have it over here because Because if you say that the Zovim get it but not passed down, so it just doesn't apply. Arpada Amar, so that's the first answer. Yeah, but we know it from Kazishka Shazamim Lasos. Pardon, because there's Vasu. If I see some low kashazam, I mean, right, low, the low lazaro, period. That's why they don't get what they try to do, but we give them malgus. Another answer, bar pada omer, but there comes in, he says, kal v'chomer, it's a kal v'chomer, umma ha-mechalel, einu mischalel. Let's say you have a case of someone who's mechalel. That is, you have a Kohen who's messing up his children, meaning when he goes ahead and he has a relationship with a grusha, those kids become chalalim. Rashi says a mechala and a mischala. Kohen knows he has a grusha. She mechala is that we name it all the mechalalim. But in who atzum mischala menakuna, he himself doesn't lose his status as a kohen. Really, we do certain things. We don't let him get the aliyahs, whatever it is, while he pulls money. He's married to this grusha, right? But he doesn't become an actual chalal. So if the guy who's mechala doesn't become a chalal, then abala chalal velo chilal eno din shalo yechalal. Gotta love that sentence. It's someone who tries to mechala someone and they're not successful doing such a thing, for sure they shouldn't be. Of course he's not going to go ahead and become a chalal himself. Fracta Gemara Bar Pada, interesting, there's only one problem. Maskeflo Ravina, im kein bitalta toris edim zomen. If what you just said is really true, you just got rid of the entire concept of edim zomen. Says Rashi, im basa lidros kal v'chomer zeb edim zomen, bitalta toris azamasam. You're mevata the whole thing entirely. Why? Beep, turn the page. Base, Amud Beis. Well, I'll tell you why. Uma hasokel eino niskal. Someone who comes and gets you have these two edim that come and they claim that this person is Michal Shabbos and therefore he has to now get skila, right? They warned them in the whole spiel. Now this guy's got to get skila. If they go ahead and they succeed, it says Rashi, uma hasokel eino niskal, meaning edim shelo huzmu. Meaning you have these two Edim, they come and they say about Bob, there's Michal Shabbos, and they succeed, and Bob gets skill and he's dead. Then what happens? They find out afterwards that they're Edim Zomimin. Then what happens? Edim Shalosma, Shenerganidon, Ve'achachachuzmu, Einaragan. We don't kill them. Kedamina Pigan, the famous base. Hargu Einaragan. Oh, I'm sorry, Hargu in Eregan. If they succeed and the person they tried is killed, then they're not killed. Sif Kasher Zaman below Kasher Asa. What they plan to do and not what they actually succeeded in doing. So if someone who actually succeeds in doing it, they don't get it, then Abolus Kovalosak or someone who tries and they weren't able to do it, right? She says, Shahuzam Atchelon Eregan, he done. They get zombified before the guy is killed. And Odinshalo Yisagel, then they shouldn't get. Of course, they're not going to get Skila. So by using that Kavachomer, you're getting rid of all of the Taurus Edom Zoman. So clearly that can't be the correct answer where we're learning from. It's clear, like we originally said, of Kasher, as what was the pasuk we used? Kasher Zamam Lo Velo Lizaro. Move on to the next part of the Mishnah. It says that Me'idin Anu Be'ish Ploni Shu Chayiv Galus. If we're made of a person, he's Chayiv Galus. We don't say that he goes to Galus instead, but he gets Malkus. Minani Mili. Where do we know this from? Amar Reish Lakir. Says Reish Lakir. Damakra. We have a pasuk that says, "Hu Yanus el Achas He'arim, Hu Velo Zomimin." This fellow killed Vishog has to run to one of the cities of refuge, right? Your Miklat, Hu Velo Zomimin, which implies when you say the word Hu, it means him and not those who get zomified. Right, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. So we have ourselves that was Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi comes along and says, "Then Chavusa," he says, "Kal v'chomer, we can make a kal v'chomer." Umahu shasa maisa b'meizid. Eino gole. I'll explain this in a moment. Then hein shalo asu maisa b'meizid. Eino din shalo yiglu. Let's say you have a situation of a person who goes to get and they kill someone b'meizid. Straight up b'meizid. Says Rashi that hu shasa maisa. He did an action over there, right? That he came on and he killed someone. He did a b'meizid with intent and he doesn't go to Galus. Rashi says hahorig shasa maisa. This one who murders, he does a maisa. In b'meizid asa, if he did a b'meizid, in ogol, he doesn't go to Galus. V'afil v'zman she'inu nerag, even if he himself wouldn't be killed. Kegon b'meizid v'la asura. Because we know that in order for a person themselves to be killed, they have to be warned beforehand. And there are serious things that then needs to happen before. And if he didn't have that, if they weren't warned before, and then they go out and they kill someone, so they are not, even if they're successful, they're not going to be sent to Galus, then hein. Shalo asu maisa, says Rashi. What does that mean? Eladibor ba'alma ubemezid heidu, eno din shalo yigla alamezid. Listen to this. They didn't do a ma'aseh at all. All they did is they spoke. And Rashi is saying a big statement over here. A big statement, get it? And that is that all they did was said words. There was no ma'aseh. All right, Dibra ba'alma, umezid he'idu, and b'mezid they did this. Enu din shal yigul al umezid. Then for sure they shouldn't. Kavachomer, they shouldn't go for doing this this thing b'mezid. So Rosh Chodesh comes up straight up with the pasuk. I'm sorry, yeah, Rosh Chodesh. He comes and he says, "Hu yonislo achasa hu velozomen." Rabbi Yochanan says kavachomer, but now frak the Gemara. You tried to bring a kavachomer in order to pater these people from going to galus, from the zomimim from going to galus if they zomified and sending something to galus. But he and Osanis, that very kavachomer that you brought over there is the reason to say the opposite. Says Rashi, Makshin Rabbi Yochanan, v'hi and Osanis, Hamida zol shevit lepatron. You brought in order to pater them. He and Osanis tell mechovas galus that itself is going to be making mechayv them to go to galus. Who? Why? Lefisha osa maisa. If a person does a ma'isa, im b'mezid aso eno gola, delotavid le'kapara. Because a person that does a ma'isa, it's not enough, it won't be a kapara for him, because he did an action b'mezid. Back at the Gemara. Who does a ma'isa b'mezid? Oligla, he won't go to galus, ki hechi delotavid le'kapara. Because galus won't be a kapara for him, because of the intensity of what he did over there, an action b'mezid. Hein shalosu ma'isa b'mezid. They didn't do the ma'isa. Right, but they did it b'mezid. Then what happens instead of a dibor, nami liglu, let them also go to galus, ki hechi de lahavilu kapara. These edim zomimin, all they did was they spoke up over there. That itself should be enough to be able to be a kapara for them. Now she says heim shall also ma'isa yiglu al zdonim ki hechi etc. In order that it should be a kapar for them. So Rav Yochanan, your kavachom actually is shooting you in the foot. Ela mechvar to Rav Yochanan. It makes sense that Rav Yochanan is his drasha, which is straight up, and that it was who velo zomimin. All right, so now we've dealt with the concept of why they shouldn't be getting what they tried to give, right? Lo, velo, it means lo, him and not to others. And when we say that was a drasha we saw in the previous daf, and now we have who velo zomimin. So now the Gemara wants to know, though, where do we know about the idea of Malkus, Amar Ula, Remez Leidim Zomim in HaTorah, Minayin, where is there an allusion to the idea, a hint, to Leidim Zomim in the Torah? In fact, the Gemara, huh, Remez Leidim Zomim, Remez Leidim Zomim, V'hok Siva, Sisil Kashi Zomim, it's a straight up pasuk, do to them like they tried to do. No, Ela, Remez Leidim Zomim, Shalokim in HaTorah, Minayin, where do we know that they get Malkus? Rashi says, Shalokim, Ede ben Grusha or Ede Golos Shepatra Makosov Midin Azama Minayin Shehin Lokin Lakave Parach typically Milosana. The Gemara is going to say we just learned that from Losana. But hold off on that for just a moment. The point is that right now, where do we know that they get Malkus? Dichsev, because the pasuk says as follows. First, let me just give me some sukkim. It says Kia Riv Bein Anoshim Enikshu Ela Mishpat Ushvata Mistikus Estadik Veshuus Arasha. That's one pasuk. And the following pasuk is Vayim Bein Hakos Arasha Repila Shofi Viko Lefanav Kedei Rishaso Ba Mispar. Right. So the pasukim here is saying that if there's a fight between these two people and they come to court and they judge them and they Vitztiku is a tzaddik, means they exonerate, there's off the hook, the innocent one, and they convict the guilty one, then it'll be that if the guilty one is chayv to get Malkus, and the judge gives him the smackdown, you know, throws him down and gives him Malkus. So now the Gemara is trying to figure out what's going on over here. It says, Dichsev, Vitztiku is a tzaddik, Vereshu is a rasha, V'hayim bingas a rasha. Right? They exonerate the innocent one, and they convict Yeshu, rasha, the rasha. Then it'll be that if the guilty one gets lashes. Now, says the Gemara, now hold on. What just happened? Let's just get this straight. Mishum v'hitzikos hatzadik v'yeshuas harasha v'hayim bin hakos harasha? Frek tarashi b'tamiya. Like what's going on over here? Because of the fact that you make the person who's correct, you know, who's really the proper one over here. Remember, even they are coming along and exonerating this person. He's off the hook and the other ones are going to be on the hook. So now you're going to get Malkus because of the fact that they exonerated, they got off the hook, the one who's really innocent. Rashi goes on to say as follows: E the hitzdikur v'irshu, but dayanim kamer. If you want to say the hitzdikur v'irshu, they're being matzdik, you know, they're getting off the hook or they're convicting. But dayanim kamer, it's talking about the dayanim. V'tzadik v'rasha v'bali dinim are the litigants in front of them. Then lomali v'hitzdikur v'tzadik v'chulu. Lichdov kiya ribben and ashram. Say when there's a fight between two people. Vinik sholosh shemesh. They bring it to the judgment. Vishavtim, they judge them. Vayim bin hakos lama huskaru kan sitka tzadik. Why did I just say, why you go straight if you have to go give malchus to give malchus? Why are you saying that tzidka tzaddik? Chikol makom shetziko beizin is a zakai v'chayv is a chayv. Yish malchus da'asakar l'mitli malchus v'yitziko v'yarshiu? Does it say, is it every time that there's a tzidkus of a beizin of the zakai, if the one is innocent? And v'chayv v'chayv, now we get malchus that the pasuk is to now be tole, to hang it, the malchus on v'yitziko v'yarshiu. El al karcham be'edem mishtai. Edim, it must be, we're talking about Edim over here. I'm getting a little ahead of myself here, but let's read the Rashi. Elakarach, Edim Mishtai, Edim Shkarim, Sheir Shiu Tzadik. You have lying Edim that make guilty, you know, so make a Turasha Tzadik. Ubalacherim, and others come. Vezimum and Zorify them. Vitzdiko Esadidon, and then they exonerate, get off the hook, the one who was really a tzaddik all along, shoot tzaddik, v'yirshiu es ha'edim, and Russia size the edim here, harashayim, v'hayim bin ha'kos es ha'rasha, im hazam azu, bas malkos he, shenu yachol l'kayim, but din hazam ha'gemura, if this is the type of thing which you're not able to get, hazam ha'gemura, kigom ha'edim ben grusha, o galus, v'yipil ha'shofavek here, then he goes and gives a malkos. Ella, let's read inside. Says Gemara, Ella, what does he mean? They and they doesn't mean the Beis Din. Ella, Edom share shiras tzaddik. If Edom come along and they make a Russia a tzaddik into a Russia. If also the Mechina other Edom come and say to be secret tzaddik, then they make the tzaddik really back into a tzaddik. They make Kari and put him back to what he was, his former glory. V'shavino hani rishayim, and they make the other ones into rishayim. V'hayim minakus Russia. Then it's going to be that the guilty one's going to get malchus. So the pasuk is saying that there are times in which zomimim are going to get malchus, and that is where we see it in the Torah. Frank the Gemara, why are we doing this whole, scratch your left ear with the red hand stickle over here? If it typically means Losana, why don't we just learn it out from the Pasuk of Losana? What's the Pasuk of Losana, you ask? I'm glad you asked. And that is the Pasuk says, Losana Berecha Eid Shaker. Then you're not allowed to go ahead. And this is one of the Sesedimos. Losir Tzach, Losinaf, Losignaf, Losana Berecha Eid Shaker. You can't bear a false testimony. And the Torah teaches us something very powerful, says Rashi. I think about the Mendosana. Kol onshi lavin malchus. Any onish of a lav, malchus, you get malchus if there's a lav. Ela b'makam shepirish tocha b'onish. Unless the Torah tells you what the onish is, and someone's over a lav, where there's a mice, as we're going to see in action, then that's the punishment. The kan she'enu yachal la'ansham b'onish ha'kosav b'hen yilku. And here you're not able to give them the punishment that they're supposed to get, so therefore they should get malchus, give them malchus. The Gemara answers, the reason we couldn't learn from there is simply like we already said in our explanation, mishum dahavi lav she'en bo ma'isa, because there's no ma'isa here, it's just speech. Chol lav she'en bo ma'isa ain lo kena lav, it's lav she'en bo ma'isa, you don't get malchus for it. Rashi says, l'kaman yalaf lo b'per gimel, you learn daf yud gimel omad beis, that particular oy idea of a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. Therefore, they wouldn't get malchus unless we learned it out from the other period, the concept we learned it from. Tanu Rabbanan. Now, we have other cases of Edom Zomim that are not going to get the punishment that they tried to give. Arba Devarim Nemru Be'edom Zomim. The four things that are said about Edom Zomim. Number one, Ein Nasin Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. They will not become Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Number one. Number two, Ein Golan Lari Miklat. These are the two that we already said. They don't go to Lari Miklat. Number three, Ein Mishalman Esa Kofer. They do not pay the Kofer. What's Kofer, you asked? I'm glad you asked. This thing is back to the Bava Kamma days, and that is that if you have a shore that gores, a shore to gore, that gores a person to death, then what happens is then the owner of that shore has to pay. He's got to pay something called Kofer to the Yorshim of this person. And the pasuk says, "Vim shor naga chumit mos shil shom v'huad be'olav." That is, if it is a shor muad, v'lo yishmereni isn't guarded. Him, he says, "Isha isha hashor yisakel." This one is stoned. V'gabel of yumas, they die, which we explained to me is to pay money. V'im kofer uses a love, and nasim pidyo nafshel kachol she uses a love. An atonement payment will be assessed against him. He'll pay redemption for his life, whatever shall be assessed against him. That's the pasuk over here. So it says, "Ve'im shalman es hakofer." Says Rashi, "Im heidu b'shor." If they testify about a shor, a muad shaharga as a adam, they killed someone. Ve'huz when they get zonified, v'ha'im mechayiv in es habaylim kofer is mechayiv the baylim to pay money. Nechsevim kofer yushas alav. Then ein shalman es hakofer. Ve'im kam be'aviri, be'aviri not sold as an aviri. Rashi says, "Im heidu shaganav." Let's say you have the testify about a certain yid that he stole. Ve'ein lo malasham. He doesn't have what to pay. You know, he said, you stole from this guy $100,000, you have to pay him. V'nigmar dino limkor, and what happens at din is that you sell that person on the market as an evet ivri. And they take that money, and that money then pays off that person. They don't get, that doesn't happen to them. They're not sold as evet ivri. Those are the four things. And mishum abikiva amru, another thing, af ein mashalmin al pi atzman, they do not pay through themselves. Rashi says, im huzmu bebezin, it was his own fan in bezin, v'lo hispik bal din, la midan bedin, ad la zamasan, ad she barchu, ubo bebezin acher. Let's say they get zomified in the bezin. But the Baldin didn't hit the gavel. Lamidim bedin ala zamasan, and then they run to another basin. Both basin acher v'hodu shehuzman. They admit to the fact that they're edim zomim. But basin ploni l'kamon first timea, and then the Gemara's going to explain what that is over there. So these guys, they go and they confess about the edim zomim. They don't have to do the hazama. They don't have the hazama thing come about, and the Gemara's going to explain what exactly is going on over here. Those ideas we already spoke out. What do you mean? Doesn't pay the kofer kasavri, because they are of the opinion, whoever is the author of this brisa is of the opinion that kufra kapara. This is a machlokas in Bava Kama about whether it's called kufra as kapara or something else, which we're not going to get into right now. But the point is that he's saying that kasavra kufra kapara, it is an atonement. Right? It says lechaper al zeh shahari sharos adam. The reason why the person to pay is a kapara for sure killing someone. Vahani labine kapara ninu shalahari shoram adam. Their shor didn't do it, so they're not paying kapara. It says Gemara vahani labine kapara ninu, and therefore they don't have the zomified situation there. They wouldn't pay kapara. Kofar. Now we jump into machlokes. Man tana kufr kapara. Who is the tana that holds that kufr is a kapara? Amar v'chister v'yishmal benos Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokahi. It is a shol Rabbi. The tanya. We learned in the brayse. This is Bava Kama in two places. V'nasan pidyon nafsho. The pasuk says that the owner of the ox has to give a pidyon nafsho. That's the lashon of the pasuk. Demei nizak. That means the value of the victim, right? Okay, that's the Tanakam over here. However, Bishmal Benosha Bimyocham Rogo Omer Demei Mazik. No, when it says Benosha Pidyon Nafsho, he says Demei Nizak, the value of the victim, and Rabbi Shmuel says no, it's Demei Mazik, the value of the damager, meaning the owner of the ox. My Labakavivka is that, so this is what they're arguing over. The Masar Kufra Mamona. One holds, the Tanakam is saying, Kofar is Mamon. And therefore, you got to figure out what was the victim, what was his value. Rashi says, his a gufo shilzev, and the sky of the Yoshev, the Meya Harak. Umay Sava Gufa Kapara says, it's a Kapara. Rashi says, Lechaper al Atzmo Shechayv Misa B'dei Shamayim. Because what he did over there, what happened, Lefikach, he think the Meyats would give his money the value of himself. And then that is what the Mechlokas over here. So we see the one who says that Kofar is a Kapara is a Rishwal, is this. Rishol ben Osho of Yochanan ben Broka. Amar Papa lo, he says nope, not maskim. Dukuli am a kufa kapara. Really, everybody knows that kufr is kapara. V'alche v'alkom eflin. This is what their machlokas says. Ma'ar savar b'dinizek shemelin. Kufr is kapara. Question is, who do you evaluate? Ma'ar savar. That would be the Tanakam. It says that the amount paid of the kapara goes according to the victim. Or it says Bahachi Havi le kapara ki yayiv demi nizak. Well, the Kamei refers to him. I think I was explaining why that is. So my sover bid the mazik shaminan. Then we go according to the mazik. According to my tamed rabbanon. What's the reason the Tanakam that you do it bid the nizak when the person who's the victim? If you're saying it's a kufitz kapara, nemar hashasa lamata. He has a nice little gzer shava. Right, Rashi explains we're asking on the Rabbanon over here because the Ilu Rabbi Shmuel Mistaber Taimei Kivin the Kufra Kapara the Meyatzva Lo Meisiv. The question is, what about the Rabbanon say you do it if it's Kufra Kapara? Why are you doing it in the Nizak? Namar Hashas Alamata. You have the word Hashas Alamata. It says Bekofer Im Kofer Yushas Alav. Uses that word over there. And Namar Hashas Alamayla. That's the word Im Kofer Yushas means imposed upon it. And you have Hashas Alamayla. You have it earlier when it's dealing with the fine, the kenas that's paid. For when there's when someone hits a pregnant woman, Chalila, and she's a miscarriage. Rashi says, Benogiv Ishahara, Kasha Yashis Alav Bala Isha. Right, so Mala Halam bin Nizak, just like within the case of the miscarriage, it goes according to the Nizak, you go according to the damage, Rashi says, Shemashalman, to meet Vlados Shinizoku. Afkan bin Nizak here too, it's with the Nizak as well.
Period. Now, Rabbi Yishmael, what about him? What does he say? What about that Gezer Shava that we have over here? He says, V'nasan pidyon nafshok siv, because it says in the Pasuk, he'll pay kapara, a pidyon, for his life, which contextually is showing that the owner of the ox, Rashi is the nosin es hakofer. Rabbanon, what are they going to say about that? Rashi is Rabbanon, Amri lecha, but let's read it. Ain pidyon in pidyon nafshok siv. It says pidyon nafshok. Miuki shamina pidyon is aminan. It's for a pidyon nafshok, but we do it through him because of gezeira shava. Rashi says amri lecha ain in vade pidyon nafshok hu the kufa kapara. Everyone's arguing it's kapara. Miu pidyon nizik shamina. We go according to the victim. Ubahachi havya lemazik pidyon nafshok. That stuff is going to be a pidyon for his nefesh. Right? That's just because we have a gezeira shava and we go with it. And we had mentioned the next one is Ve'inim Karim Evid Ivri, they're not sold, they get somified about someone who became an Ivri, they become an Ivri. Savar of Hamnuna and Lamemar. Hamnuna wanted to say, Hani Milehicha de Islay Lididei. The Islay Lididei. The Migo de Iu Lo Nizdabin Inunami Lo Mizdabnu. Avalhecha de Leslay Lididei. Afagav de Islehu Lididhu Mizdabnu. Rav Amnuna wanted to say, when is it true that the Zomimim do not go ahead and become an Eved Ivri? Rashi says, hey, that's only Hichad Islay today, where they have money to pay. Rashi says, Sheyesh lo leganov mamon leshalim. When the Ganov had money to pay, Demei Geneva, im lo huzmu, v'lehem ein ma leshalim, but they themselves do not have what to pay. Demigo de'iu, min Rashi now, lo havi mizdabin, since they wouldn't have been sold, im lo huzmu, Enunami ki huzmu lo mizdabne shere lo zamamu lamachro. Right, so only in the case when that person is getting accused of stealing, Babzar, Nebuchadnezzar, gets accused of stealing, but he has the money to pay. You stole 100,000. He has the money to pay 100,000. So since Migo de Iu lo nizdabin, we say that he wouldn't have been sold into slavery because it's only if he doesn't have the money to pay. So then they also, these Adam Zomimim that get zomified, they also don't get sold because it wasn't coming about that they would have been successful in selling the person. So even though they have no money to pay, let's say they don't have it, they don't get sold as slaves still. But let's say the guy getting accused, Bob, doesn't have the money to pay. In which case he would have been sold if they wouldn't have been zomified. And even though they have the money to pay, they have to be sold as an Eved Ivri. Frankly, how does this even make any sense? V'lemu lei, let the witness, why would the witnesses be sold when Bob has no money? Or I think you just say to him, what do you want from us? Iant havelach, mi havel mizdabent? Like, if the guy would have the money, would he have been sold? And we also shouldn't be sold over here, like, because we have the money. So say no. Ella, what did he actually try to say? Right? When is it true that they're not sold as Edom Zomim? That when either the Bob or they have money. But if neither one have, then Taka, they would be sold. That's what Rav Amnuna wanted to say. But I'm like, Rava knocks off this whole thing anyway. Why? Because he says, V'nimkar b'ginevaso amr achmano. The pasuk says he gets sold in his stealing, in his theft. B'ginev, and we dash in straight up, b'ginevaso v'lo b'smamo. Only in his theft, but not with his own men. So his own men would not fall into this category. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.